Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, the reason we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. You can call them today. Write this number down. 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Live the Web Girl with Murder Monday today. What are we talking about?
We are talking about the case of Samantha Young today, and our story starts in Manchester Township in Wrightsville, Pennsylvania, which is a small suburban town. On April 19th of 2015, at 4:25 p.m., police were called to Chestnut Street by a woman named Angela because she was worried about her sister, 21-year-old Sammy Young. The home the police got called to belonged to a 21-year-old man named Marcus Bordelon, and he was the father of Sammy's one-year-old baby. Sammy didn't show up for work that day, and this was very unlike her. So Angela was worried and knew if she didn't show up, she was probably at this house since it was the home of her baby's father, and he had their one-year-old daughter the night before. When Angela went by the house by herself, Marcus was acting very strange and wouldn't let her inside. And that's when she decides to call the police. I want to dive a little deeper on Marcus and Sammy's tumultuous relationship. The two had started dating a few years prior. Marcus actually cheated on his girlfriend at the time, named Natasha Stover, with Sammy, who didn't know that he was in another relationship. Marcus ended up getting Sammy pregnant, and so he breaks up with Natasha to be with Sammy. 6 months before police are called to the Chestnut Street house Marcus is living in, Marcus and Sammy bought it together to live in. Their relationship began to become contentious, and the police had been called to the house a couple of times, citing domestic violence incidents. And Marcus had already been arrested for slashing Sammy's tires after an argument they had. They lived together for a month before Sammy left and moved back in with her family. Marcus didn't want to break up, but Sammy was the one that finally put an end to their relationship. Sammy started dating someone new pretty quickly, and Marcus ends up back with his ex, Natasha Stover. Natasha and Marcus had always been very on and off again with their relationship, starting all the way back in high school. Natasha's friends used to describe her as a kind and compassionate and driven person. But when she started dating Marcus, her friends quickly noticed that she changed and she became manipulative and abusive. When we come back, I will tell you what the police found in Marcus's house on that April evening that will chill you to the core.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Live the Web Girl today. What are you doing for Murder Monday?
I am talking about the case of Sammy Young. And you can see pictures of Sammy, Marcus, and Natasha up on our Instagram at Joe and McKenzie. So when we left off, we learned about Sammy and Marcus's tumultuous relationship and about the manipulative ex Marcus started dating again. Sammy Young's sister, Angela, had called the police to Marcus's house because she was worried. When the police arrive, they look inside the house to see Marcus covered in blood, sitting on the floor with a knife and a stun gun next to him. There are pools of blood all over the floor and all around him, and it looked like he was attempting to clean them up. Police bust down the door and into the house looking for Sammy. They find their one-year-old daughter in another room unharmed, but Sammy was nowhere to be found. Police follow this trail of blood throughout the house. It leads outside and continues shed in the backyard. When they open up the locked shed, they find the body of 21-year-old Sammy Young. The young mother is half clothed and she had been dragged face down from the house all the way out to the backyard. She had stab wounds and cuts all over her body with clusters of them in her back, around her neck, chest, arms, and legs. It was later found that the stab wounds penetrated her heart, her lungs, her liver, and her diaphragm because they went so deep.
Jeez.
Sammy Young had suffered from at least 49 stab wounds, possibly more, but the doctors had a hard time counting them because there were so many and they were so violent. Marcus Bordelon was immediately arrested for Sammy Young's murder, and right away he starts to confess to all of the events that led to the murder. Marcus says he got Sammy to his home by telling her that something was wrong with their daughter, Arteya, who was staying with him the night before. He told the police that him and Sammy ended up getting into a verbal argument, which then escalated, and when she tried to leave the home, he used a knife to keep her from leaving. Marcus then told the police that he used a stun gun on her to keep her from leaving the house, and then he brutally murdered her. When police pull up Marcus's text conversations, they realize this wasn't an impulsive act based off of an altercation, but something that had been planned out for months. They find texts between him and Natasha Stover where they conspire to kill Sammy, her new boyfriend, and another one of Marcus's girlfriends, Lucy. Marcus and Natasha decide to start watching Sammy's work schedule to get a better idea of how to plan it out, and they keep sending text messages back and forth, and Natasha keeps reiterating to Marcus that it's going to take a while to plan and that they need to be very careful as they're planning it because Marcus is going to be a prime suspect. All in all, police found more than 15,000 texts between Marcus and Natasha over the course of multiple months, all planning out how they were going to murder Sammy Young.
Wow.
Natasha was arrested for attempted homicide and conspiracy. And once she was in custody, they learned more about the role she really played in this case. After Sammy Young was brutally murdered, Natasha moved Sammy's car to make it less obvious that she was at Marcus's house. Natasha then took Marcus to the store to buy supplies to help clean up the scene of the crime and disintegrate her body. But they did not move quick enough. Natasha was charged with homicide, tampering with evidence, abuse of a corpse, obstruction, and criminal conspiracy. Marcus is charged with first-degree murder, kidnapping, tampering with evidence, obstructing the administration of law, and abuse of a corpse and conspiracy. Angela, Samantha's sister, and her parents tried to keep her memory alive for her one-year-old daughter, Arteya, and are horrified for when the day comes where they have to tell her why her mother is not in her life.
Can't even imagine how you would explain that to a child one day.
It's absolutely horrifying and terrible, and you can see pictures of Arteya and her mother on our Instagram at Joe and Mackenzie.
Live the Web Girl with Murder Monday. Thank you so much. All right, transitioning out of that awkwardly, coming up next here on Joe Mackenzie, you know you can always slide into our DM, right? We don't mind.
We
Joe
like
Mackenzie.
It.
Yeah. You're saying, Mackenzie, we got a DM from Brad, I guess, and he needs some help.
And you know I'm all about romance, and I love love. So I want to help this dude. Yeah, he just wrote it. He lost this lady, or he wants to find this girl, and he wants to see if we can help. But I'm like, I don't know if we can, but let's try.
I love the part about hopeless, because that might be the case. We'll find out, though. Maybe this will be different. We'll talk to Brad next here on Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.